Well, now on Resistance Radio, people will rally later today at the state capitol in support of the local wage option bill. That's a measure that would restore local control for city and county officials in adjusting their own minimum wage. Hannah Lee Myers spoke with Robel Worku, who's the economic justice organiser at the Colorado People's Alliance. He says the bill would invalidate a 1999 law that tied local elected officials' hands in setting wage policy.
Back sometime in the 90s, Colorado passed a statute that essentially set one minimum wage for the entire state and stripped that authority from local governments to be able to control that. And so then, back in 2016, COPPA co-chaired a coalition that helped get the minimum wage in Colorado raised to $12 an hour by 2020 through a ballot initiative that year during the election. And in the course of that campaign, we recognized that $12 was what was winnable that year in 2016, but certainly wasn't enough for communities that needed a boost. So coming out of that campaign, we realized the next step. It would probably be incredibly difficult and probably unfeasible to go back statewide to raise the minimum wage again. So we started to explore what are our options for boosting the minimum wage at the local level. So this bill was introduced in 2015, and then COPPA led on this bill through the Work Here, Thrive Here coalition last year as well. And that bill was able to pass through the House, did not make it very far in the Senate, and so we're introducing it again this year, this coming Monday. So essentially what the bill would do is grant authority to local governments to be able to raise their minimum wage. The bill itself does not raise the minimum wage, but it just gives those municipalities and counties jurisdiction over unincorporated areas to lift their minimum wage even higher than the $12 an hour that we're going to see at the top of 2020.
And I'm curious if you've heard from some local municipalities, areas that in response to this, that they would pursue or are interested in pursuing having a unique minimum wage set in their area. Is that something that you've heard from them, that there's interest in that?
For sure. So we've actually been doing a lot of organizing and having some conversations with local elected officials from throughout the state. So one thing that we're finding is that irrespective of whether you're a representative in the Metro Denver area versus the Front Range or out in the mountains in the Western Slope, folks do want the ability to be able to respond to the rising cost of living that we've seen over the course of the past decade or so. But folks at the local level just haven't been given the tools to do so. We really are seeing, just because it really takes different wage levels in different parts of the state for folks to be able to live and work sustainably. So local elected officials have really been adamant that they want this authority to be able to raise minimum wage.
Robel Worku is an economic justice organizer at the Colorado People's Alliance, speaking there with KGNU's Hannah Lee Myers about the local wage option bill, a measure that's going to be introduced at the state legislature later today.